Well, we have had a great time this year so far. Hemos tenido un tiempo muy lindo este año. It's still early, todavía es temprano. Who thinks, man, the year has gone too far, too fast already? ¿Quién siente que ha ido muy rápido el año? ¿Más o menos? All right, I feel like, wow, we're ready already. March is here. Ya viene marzo. You know, it's incredible how time flies. But we're ready for more sunshine, right? ¿Estamos listos para más sol? Yeah? Cuando calienta el sol, right? So we are just so thankful. Estamos tan agradecidos al Señor. And we want to continue this morning in our series. Vamos a continuar nuestra serie. Deeper and higher, alto y profundo. This is a theme that God gave me for this year. Es un tema que Dios me ha dado para este año. And all of our year will be focused on helping us in this area. Todo lo que hacemos este año es para ayudarnos en esta área. Because we want to go deeper and higher in Jesus. Queremos ir más alto y profundo en Jesús, right? That's what we're all about, this church. And Colossians 2, 6, and 7 are those verses. Colosenses 2, 6, y 7. And I just remind you, just so that you are reminded every week. And remember, I've challenged you to memorize these. Los he retado que memoricen estos dos versículos for this year, este año. How many think that they can do it? You can pull it off this year. Can you memorize this? ¿Lo pueden memorizar? ¿Sienten que lo pueden hacer? I think you can do it. I think I'm confident. Pastor Roberto? Roberto, we're confident. Pastor Roberto is with us from Brazil. Great to have you, brother. Bienvenido al Pastor Roberto que está con nosotros desde Brasil. And amen, amen. So I think they can do it, Pastor. I think they can do it. So anyway, let me remind you of the scripture. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, por lo tanto, de la manera que recibieron a Cristo Jesús como Señor, continue to live your lives in Him. Ahora deben seguir sus pasos. Rooted and built up in Him, arraiganse profundamente en Él. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught, entonces la fe de ustedes se fortalecerá en la verdad que se les enseñó, and overflowing with thankfulness, y rebosarán de gratitud. That's where we want to be. Ahí es donde queremos estar. We want to live there. Queremos vivir allí. Who's grateful this morning? ¿Quién está agradecido esta mañana? Amén. You know, that's one of the best indicators that you are rooted in Christ. Es uno de los mejores indicadores que estás arraigado en Jesús. Is that you're thankful. Eres agradecido. You know, the book of Colossians, este libro de Colosenses, it was a letter that Paul wrote. Es una carta que escribió el apóstol Pablo. The Apostle Paul, and he wrote it to the believers at Colossae. Le escribió esta carta a los creyentes en Colosae. And this was written with a lot of love. Está escrito con mucho amor. And so we're going to go through this letter. Vamos a ir por esta carta, this book of Colossians, este libro de Colosenses. And I think you're going to be blessed. Van a ser bendecidos. How many of you have ever written a letter where in that letter you were very thankful? ¿Quién ha escribido una carta que en esa carta estabas bien agradecido? Amén. And when you wrote it, was it hard to write it? ¿Era difícil escribirlo? Ay, 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 I don't want to write this. No lo quiero escribir. No, right? You were so happy, right? You were so happy for that. Estabas tan contento, right? To write this letter, escribir esta carta, because something impacted you. Algo te impactó so much that you had to write a letter, que tenías que escribir una carta. Well, that was what this letter is all about. Eso se trata, esta carta that Paul wrote to the Colossians, que Pablo le escribió a los Colosenses. So this is what we're going to read. Eso es lo que vamos a escribir, a leer. And at the very beginning of Colossians, Paul is giving thanks. En el principio de Colosenses, Pablo está dando gracias. So join with me in your bulletins. You have the text. Tienen el texto en el boletín. You can follow there. Pueden seguir la guía de estudio. And I've decided to split this message in half because there was too much for today, okay? He decidido partir este mensaje en la mitad porque había demasiado para hoy. So we're going to do part one today and part two next week. Vamos a hacer la primera parte esta semana, la segunda parte la semana que viene. But our main text is Colossians 1, verses 3 to 8. Nuestro texto principal es Colosenses 1, 3 al 8. So Turn with me there in your Bibles. Si están en sus Biblias, pueden mirar. Or just follow in the PowerPoint. Pueden seguir en el PowerPoint. Okay? And everybody ready? ¿Están listos? All right. Three people are ready. I'm excited. ¿Todos están listos? Ready? All right. Good, good, good. All right. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Siempre que oramos por ustedes, damos gracias a Dios, el Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. What do you notice right away? ¿Qué notan inmediatamente? Amen. There's an attitude of gratitude. Hay una actitud de gratitud. Paul is so thankful for them. Pablo está tan agradecido por ellos. Now, let me give you a little background. Déjeme darles un poquito de la atrás. You have here a church that was not planted by Paul. Tienes aquí una iglesia que no fue plantado por Pablo. You see, Paul was in Ephesus preaching 200 miles away. Pablo estaba predicando en Éfeso, 200 millas de distancia. And Epaphras received Jesus. Un hermano que se llamaba Epaphras recibió a Cristo. And he was so touched by Jesus. He was so impacted by all that Paul taught him. Él fue tan impactado en todo lo que Pablo le enseñó that he went and he planted, helped to plant three churches in this area. Él llegó y ayudó a plantar tres iglesias en esta área. And Paul was so excited because all these people were coming to know Jesus, even though Paul had never gone and met them. Pablo estaba tan emocionado porque toda esta gente estaba recibiendo a Jesús, aunque él nunca los había conocido en persona. And this was pre-internet. Eso es antes de la red. But yet the gospel is so powerful that it reaches and impacts people even back then when there was no internet, no planes, no cars. El evangelio es tan poderoso que impacta a la gente aún en esos tiempos cuando solo tenían caballitos, no tenían los carros, los aviones, etc. So Paul is thankful. Él está agradecido. Now, verse 4, versículo 4. Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. Pues hemos recibido noticias de su fe en Cristo Jesús y del amor que tienen por todos los santos. Wow! He's so thankful. Está tan agradecido. This is something to be thankful for. Amen? Esto es algo de ser agradecidos. Because he got the news. Él recibió el reporte. Wouldn't that be great if people got the news in other places that God was touching people so much right here at Lincoln Hill and in San Rafael that people were coming to know Jesus and there wasn't enough room for people and they had to start new churches? Wouldn't that be a great report? ¿No sería un reporte emocionante que Dios está impactando tanto y tocando tantas vidas que aquí se llenó y ya no hay espacio y hay que plantar nuevas iglesias? Gloria a Dios. Amén. That was the report. Eso era el reporte. And these people were excited about Jesus. Estaban emocionados de Jesús because of their faith, por su fe, and their love y su amor. And we're going to get into that. So, verse 5, versículo 5. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. A causa de la esperanza reservada para ustedes en el cielo, de esta esperanza ya han sabido por la palabra de verdad, que es el evangelio. That has come to you, que ha llegado a ustedes, in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world. Este evangelio está dando fruto y creciendo en todo el mundo. How exciting, right? Qué emocionante. Just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Como también ha sucedido entre ustedes desde el día en que supieron de la gracia de Dios y la comprendieron plenamente. Now the last two verses, los últimos dos versículos. You learned it from Epaphras. There he is, our dear fellow servant who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Así lo aprendieron de Epafras, ahí está él, nuestro querido colaborador y fiel servidor de Cristo para el bien de ustedes, fue el quien nos contó del amor que tienen en el Espíritu. Wow, praise the Lord. Gloria a Dios. We're going to dig in. Pray with me again. You can't pray enough. Oren conmigo de nuevo. Heavenly Father, I pray you would take control of this time. Toma control de este tiempo. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you touch each one today that is right here, Espíritu Santo, toca a cada uno que está aquí. Give to each one what they need today. Dale a cada uno lo que necesitan. Lord, I need you to speak, not my words, but your words. Use me. Padre, úsame como tu instrumento, que sean tus palabras y no las mías. Lord, we pray for transformation today. Pedimos por transformación. We pray for affirmation. Pedimos afirmación. We pray for strengthening. Pedimos por fuerza. We pray that you would move powerfully. Pedimos que muevas poderosamente. We pray even for salvation today if someone needs Jesus. Aún pedimos por salvación si hay alguien que necesita a Jesús. We pray for rededication. Pedimos por rededicación. We pray for you to do the miracle. Pedimos que tú hagas el milagro. We pray that you break through chains, que quiebres cadenas. We pray that you set some people free today. Pedimos que des libertad a personas hoy. We pray for your powerful move. Pedimos por tu movimiento poderoso. We believe in the power of the gospel. Creemos en el poder del evangelio. We believe in the truth of the gospel. Creemos en la verdad del evangelio. And so we come boldly to preach your word. Por eso venimos afirmando y con valor predicando tu palabra. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Pedimos todo esto en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Amén. Again, you have the outline that is there. And the first point of the truth of the gospel, el primer punto de la verdad del evangelio es, the gospel is received by faith. El evangelio es recibido por fe. The gospel is received by faith. El evangelio es recibido por fe. You know, truth and gospel are really synonyms. El evangelio y verdad son sinónimos. When you talk about the gospel and you read the Bible and you read the testimonies, you're talking about, this is the truth. Cuando miramos los testimonios en la Biblia y miramos el acontecimiento de lo que ha sucedido, miramos que la verdad y el evangelio son lo mismo. God wanted us to have something that we could hold on to and know that maybe our world is full of lies, but you have truth here. El Señor quiso darnos un testimonio, algo de Él, que aunque nuestro mundo esté lleno de mentiras, sabemos que aquí hay verdad. And that we can grab a hold of it, nos podemos aferrar, and that we can plant our life in it, podemos plantar nuestras vidas, that this can be our foundation, que puede ser nuestra fundación. So many people don't have that. Tantas personas no lo tienen. And in this time, right now, people need the Word of God. En este momento, la gente necesita la palabra de Dios. We need the gospel like never before. Necesitamos el evangelio como nunca antes. The gospel of Jesus. El evangelio de Jesús. Not some other thing. No otra cosa. But the gospel of Jesus that's preached right here in this word. El evangelio de Jesús que es predicado en esta palabra. And that's what I want to preach. But not just on Sunday morning. Yo quiero predicarlo, pero no solo el domingo en la mañana. I want to preach it through my life. Lo quiero predicar por medio de mi vida. I want to encourage you to do the same. Quiero animarlos que hagan lo mismo. Because you may be the only Jesus that someone ever sees. Tú probablemente vas a ser el único Jesús que alguien va a ver. And people need to see the gospel, the faith in Jesus in your life. La gente necesita ver el evangelio, la fe en Jesús en tu vida. So many people are afraid right now. Tanta gente tiene temor en este momento. And I'm not telling you to be blind. No te estoy diciendo que seas ciego. But I'm telling you that put your faith in Jesus. Pon tu fe en Jesús. Stop being afraid of what's happening in the world. Deja de tener temor en lo que está sucediendo. Because Jesus is the only one that has overcome sin and death. Jesús es el único que ha vencido la muerte y el pecado. And he's the only one that's going to save us. Y es el único que nos va a salvar. And we need to put our faith in him. Debemos confiar en él. Now, does that mean that we ignore what's happening in the world? ¿Ignoramos lo que está sucediendo en el mundo? No. But we respond by our faith in Christ and our love. Respondemos por nuestra fe en Jesús y nuestro amor. That people can see there's something different in our life. Que algo diferente en nuestras vidas. When people are down, we lift them up with the word of God. Cuando la gente está abajo, los levantamos con la palabra de Dios. Not our opinion, no nuestra opinión, but the word of God, la palabra del Señor. People need the word of God. La gente necesita la palabra de Dios. We need to stop looking at the news a little less and read more of the Word of God. Tenemos que ponerle un poquito menos atención a la noticiero y más a la palabra del Señor. And see if that doesn't change your life, your attitude. A ver si eso no cambia tu actitud, tu vida y tu sentir. So what is this gospel received by faith? ¿Qué es este evangelio recibido por fe? Well, we look there again at the very beginning of the passage. Miramos de nuevo, right? Because we have heard of your faith. Hemos recibido noticias de su fe. There was something outstanding about their faith. Había algo asombrante de su fe. These were people that really believed. De veras creían. You could see it in their life. Podías verlo en sus vidas. They were people of faith. Eran gente de fe. You know that we, if we're following Jesus, we should be known as people of faith. Si somos seguidores, debemos de ser conocidos como gente de fe. Not people of fear, no gente de temor, but people of faith. Gente de fe. And they heard about this faith. What about our life? Is there evidence of our faith in our life? Hay evidencia de nuestra fe. What are you putting your faith in? You know that everybody has faith of some kind. Todos tienen fe de algún tipo. The question is, who do you have faith in? ¿En quién tienes fe? Some people put all their faith in presidents, and so when something happens that they don't like, they lose their mind. Alguna gente pone toda su fe en presidentes y cuando algo sucede que no les gusta, pierden su cabeza. But the Word of God has not told us to put faith in presidents. El Señor no nos ha dicho que pongamos nuestra fe en presidentes. Some people put all their faith in their compañero, in their media naranja, in their husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. Algunos ponen toda su fe en su esposo, esposa, novio, novia. And I'm not saying don't love, please. I love to see love in couples. Me encanta ver el amor en las parejas. No le estoy diciendo que no amen. But don't put all your faith in them. Pero no pongas todo tu fe en ellos. God has not called you to do that. Because sometimes husband and wives die. God forbid. A veces mueren esposos. Que no sea así, pero a veces mueren. And imagine if you just put all your faith in them. Your world ends. Tu mundo acaba. God doesn't say in the word that your life should end if your husband or wife dies. Si ellos mueren, tu mundo no debe de acabar. Because you've put your faith in Jesus, even when your husband or wife dies, you have the strength to go on. Porque has puesto tu fe en Jesús, aunque muera tu esposo o esposa, tienes la fuerza de seguir adelante. And there's other situations. A husband and wife can leave. Un esposo o esposa se pueden ir. They can be unfaithful. Pueden ser infiel. There can be so many things. Some people put all their faith in their children. Algunos ponen toda su fe en sus hijos. Don't do that. Children are going to fail. Los hijos van a fracasar. All your faith should be in Jesus. Now you should love your kids and encourage them. Debes amar a tus hijos y animarlos. But don't put all your faith in them. No pongas todo tu fe en ellos. Encourage them to put their faith in Jesus. Anima a los que ellos pongan su fe en Jesús. Because that's going to be the greatest thing you can ever do for them when they're facing the biggest problems of their life. They're going to need Jesus even more than they need you. Porque cuando están enfrentando los problemas más grandes de la vida, van a necesitar a Jesús aún más que te necesitan a ti. And even if you're not there, Jesus will be there. Aún si tú no estás, Jesús va a estar ahí. Who are you putting your faith in? ¿En quién estás poniendo tu fe? I could go on and on, right? There's so many other things. Some people is technology, algunos tecnología. Be careful. Ten cuidado. Because if you put your faith in everything else, you will be disappointed. And you will be heartbroken. And you will feel like you're lost. And you will be lost. Porque si pones tu fe en algo más, alguien más, vas a ser decepcionado un día. Vas a sentirte perdido y vas a estar perdido. But God wants so much more for us. El Señor quiere mucho más para nosotros. So, what is faith? ¿Qué es la fe? What does it say in Hebrews 11:1? I want you to study Hebrews 11. If you don't know a lot about faith, I want you to study Hebrews 11. Because it is the hall of faith. Hebreos 11, deben de estudiarlo. Por favor, estudienlo. Si no saben mucho de la fe, estudien Hebreos 11. Es el salón de la fe. And right away, Hebrews 11:1 defines faith. Hebreos 11:1 nos define la fe. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Ahora bien, la fe es la garantía de lo que se espera, la certeza de lo que no se ve. That's faith. Esa es la fe. I don't see it, but I have the assurance and belief that it's done. No lo puedo ver, pero tengo la aseguranza que está hecho. Why? Because of who's behind it. ¿Por quién está detrás? You're not just having faith in the lottery. Fe en la lotería. You're having faith in Jesus, who was there at the very beginning on the foundations of the world and created, and everything was created through him and by him. Estás poniendo tu fe en el que estaba allí en el inicio de la creación, cuando nadie más estaba, solo el Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo, y ahí estaba Jesús. Todo fue creado por medio de él y en él y para él and for him. Did we not talk about that last week? No? The supremacy of Christ, right? La supremacía de Cristo la semana pasada. Isn't it good to know that's who we're putting our faith in? No es bueno saber, because that's the whole point. The object of our faith is Jesus. El objeto de nuestra fe es Jesús. It's not politicians. No es políticos. It's not another human being. No es otro ser humano. It's not your intellect. No es tu intelecto. It's not science. No es la ciencia. It's Jesus. Jesús. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. El Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. That's who we're putting our faith in. En Él ponemos nuestra fe. And if you're not, I want to encourage you to do that today. Si no lo estás haciendo, te quiero animar que lo hagas. And you know, faith is about trusting. La fe es confiar. It's letting go. Es soltar. And to fall back into the arms of Jesus. Y caer en los brazos de Jesús. You believe that he's there for you no matter what. Crees que él está ahí sosteniéndote, pase lo que pase. We need to trust and let go and just rest in Jesus. Debemos de soltar y confiar y descansar en Jesús. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Ven a mí todos que están abatados, que están cargados, y yo les daré descanso. If you want to have peace in your life, quieres tener paz en tu vida, real peace, verdadera paz, trust Jesus, confía en Jesús. Give him a chance, dale una oportunidad. We give so many other people chances. Le damos a todo mundo oportunidad. Why can't we give Jesus an opportunity? ¿Por qué no darle a Jesús una oportunidad? You won't regret it. No te vas a arrepentir. But if you don't, you will regret it. Si no lo haces, sí te vas a arrepentir. Jesus is the object. And we see it there, right? Of your faith in Christ Jesus. Su fe en Cristo Jesús. It was their faith in Jesus. Era su fe en Jesús that Paul heard about. Que escuchó Pablo. They had so much faith in Jesus. Tenían tanta fe en Jesús. I pray that that's what our church is known for. Our faith in Jesus. Es mi oración que nuestra iglesia sea conocida por nuestra fe en Jesús. Man, they're not perfect. No son perfectos. But do they trust Jesus? Do they have faith in Jesus? Pero ellos tienen fe en Jesús. Confían en él. I pray that for your family. Yo pido eso por tu familia. You're never going to be perfect for anybody. Nunca vas a ser perfecto para nadie. Did you know that? I'm sorry to break your bubble if you thought you could be perfect for somebody. Perdón si les estoy rompiendo esa imagen que podían ser perfectos para alguien. You will always fail in some way on this side of eternity. De este lado de la eternidad siempre vas a fallar en alguna manera. So my faith needs to be in Jesus, not in myself. Mi fe tiene que estar en Jesús, no en mí mismo. Because even my emotions can betray me. Aún mis sentimientos me pueden engañar. My mind can betray me. Mi mente me puede engañar. But Jesus never will. pero Jesús jamás, then you can always go back to him. Because he's there. Porque él está ahí. Puedes ir a él. Put your faith in Jesus. Pon tu fe en Jesús. You'll never regret it. Nunca te arrepentirás. Look at what it says, Hebrews 11:2, echoing this. El eco en Hebreos 11:2. Looking unto Jesus, fijémonos la mirada en Jesús. I even like how it's translated in Spanish. Put your sight, fijémonos la mirada. Let's put our sight, our eyesight, let's focus on Jesus. So many people distracted, tanta gente distraída. The devil, if you're a child of God, you know what he wants to do most? He wants you to get your eyes off of Jesus and on other stuff. El enemigo lo que más quiere hacer si eres un hijo de Dios es distraerte. Que quites tu mirada de Jesús y te enfoques en otras cosas. But God wants you to focus on Jesus. Dios quiere que nos enfoquemos en Jesús. Because what? He is the author and finisher of our faith. Él es el iniciador y perfeccionador de nuestra fe. He's the one that's going to get it done in our life. Él es el que lo va a completar en nuestra vida. We can't do it. No lo podemos hacer, but Jesus can. Jesús sí lo puede hacer. And guess what? The less I focus on me and the more I focus on Jesus, the more my life will be like Jesus. Entre menos me enfoco en mí y más en Jesús, mi vida se va a mirar más como Jesús. Because he's so wonderful. Es tan maravilloso. That's how powerful Jesus is. Es así de poderoso. We follow him. Lo seguimos a él. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Quien por el gozo que le esperaba soportó la cruz, menospreciando la vergüenza que ella significaba, y ahora está sentado a la derecha del trono de Dios. That's who we're following. En él estamos confiando. That Jesus. He was willing to suffer. Estaba dispuesto a sufrir. What no one would suffer for us. Lo que nadie sufriría por nosotros. Jesus did that. Because he wanted you to know that he's the one, the author and perfecter, that can transform your life. Él es el autor y perfeccionador. Not you, no tú, Jesus. Jesús. In verse 10:17, Romans 10:17, Romanos 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. Así que la fe viene como resultado de oír el mensaje. Now here's the big thing. Esta es la cosa bien importante. Do not miss this. No vayas a no escuchar esto. You want to have more faith in Jesus? ¿Quieres tener más fe en Jesús? You need to hear more of his message. Necesitas escuchar más de su mensaje. Because that's where the faith comes from. De ahí viene la fe. The word of God, la palabra de Dios. The Holy Spirit uses that in a way that we can't understand to begin to touch us and to make us new. Para tocarnos y hacernos nuevos. See, I have to replace the junk that is coming in from the world. Tengo que reponer la basura que está entrando del mundo. And I've got to replace that with the goodness that's coming from God's word. Tengo que reponerlo con lo bueno que viene de la palabra de Dios. I need to eat more of God's word. Tengo que comer más de la palabra de Dios. If I only go to McDonald's, I'm going to look like McDonald's. And I know. I got to work on it. I am. Si solo como McDonald's, me voy a ver como McDonald's. Y yo sé. Pero estoy trabajando en eso, with God's help. But if I eat more organic and healthy and exercise, I'm going to look like that. Si yo como más saludable, ejercicio, voy a mirarme así. And you know what our number one exercise needs to be? Is being in God's word. Nuestro ejercicio número uno debe de estar en la palabra de Dios. This is the banquet. God has given us a banquet table. Dios nos ha dado una mesa de banquete. All you can eat, todo lo que puedas comer, available 24 hours a day. Accesible 24 horas al día, so that you're never hungry spiritually, cara, que nunca tengas hambre espiritual. Come, bang. That's how our faith grows. Así crece nuestra fe. And obviously you have to exercise it. Lo tienes que ejercer. But you can't have faith if you don't hear the message of the gospel. No puedes tener fe. And no one else can. Y nadie más. Because, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Y el mensaje que se oye es la palabra de Cristo. That's what our world needs. Eso necesita nuestro mundo. So the next time you text, la próxima vez que vayas a textear, maybe you can share a little bit of God's word with somebody. Tal vez puedes compartir un poco de la palabra de Dios con ellos. Maybe the next time you're going to give a gift, you can also give them God's word. Tal vez si vas a dar un regalo, da la palabra de Dios. Find ways to give God's word to people. Encuentra maneras. I've told you guys, YouVersion.com. I know I said Bible Gateway last week. I was wrong. YouVersion.com. It's a little app on your phone and on your computer. Guess YouVersion.com. Give that to people. Dáselo a la gente. They can read the Bible in any language. Pueden leer la Biblia en cualquier lenguaje. You can be friends with each other there. I got two new friends this week. Puede ser amigos ahí. Y tengo dos nuevos amigos esta semana. And we can share God's word with each other. Podemos compartir la palabra de Dios unos con otros. That's what we need more of. I need less material things and more of God's word. Necesito menos cosas materiales y más de la palabra de Dios. Let's encourage each other. Number two, when the gospel is truly received, it results in love. Cuando el evangelio verdaderamente es recibido, resulta en amor. How powerful. What did we talk about 2 weeks ago? ¿De qué hablamos hace dos semanas? Love. Very good. El amor. Remember our love and friendship day? Nuestro domingo de amor y amistad? Was that not great? ¿No fue un domingo especial? Our young people, nuestros jóvenes, participaron. Wasn't that great? ¿No fue bonito verlos a ellos? Right? And we saw God bring new people. Miramos que Dios trajo nuevas personas. And you know what? I saw a lot of love being shared that day. Yo vi mucho amor que fue compartido. And I believe people walked out of here feeling the love of God. Yo creo que gente salió de aquí sintiendo el amor de Dios. And we had a meal together y comimos juntos. We gave little gifts. Dimos regalos. Lots of hugs. Muchos abrazos. You know, I always feel loved every time that I'm with you guys. Yo siempre me siento amado cuando estoy con ustedes. Our church may be small in numbers, at least first glance. Nuestra iglesia pareciera pequeña en números, primera vista, but we are big in love. Pero somos grande en amor, in the love of Christ, en el amor de Cristo. And that's something that I love to boast in the Lord about. Me encanta jactarme en el Señor de Él. A través de ustedes. Come because I know. I never am ever worried about inviting someone to church because I think no one will talk to them. Nunca me preocupo de invitar a alguien a nuestra iglesia porque pienso que van a ser ignorados. Do you know that some pastors worry about that? Algunos pastores se preocupan de eso. I know that pastor doesn't. Yo sé que para nada, right? In Brazil, no problem. No hay problema. But here in America, sometimes it can be a little cold, if we're honest. Se puede sentir un poquito frío aquí en los Estados Unidos, en algunas iglesias. But it's never that way here. Nunca es así. Because Jesus is giving us a love for one another that only comes from Him. Jesús nos está dando un amor por unos por otros que solo puede venir de Él. And look around. We're from a lot of different places. We're a church full of immigrants. Somos una iglesia llena de inmigrantes. We're from everywhere. De todas partes. And you know what? We're united. Somos unidos. Just like the song we sang. Como el canto que cantamos. You know why? Because of the love of Jesus. El amor de Cristo. That's our glue. Esa es la goma. Even though we speak different languages. Aunque hablamos diferentes lenguajes. Even though the pastor gets confused and going back and forth. Aunque se confunda el pastor en hablar más de un idioma. But it's the love of Jesus. See, I wouldn't even try to do this if it wasn't for the love of Jesus. No trataría de hacer esto si no fuera por el amor de Jesús. It's not me, it's Jesus. No soy yo, es Jesús. Because see, even the pastor has days where he wants to quit. Hasta el pastor tiene días que se quiere rendir. Because I get tired, me canso. I get frustrated, me frustro. But you know what keeps me going? ¿Qué me mantiene? The love of Jesus. El amor de Jesús. I think about all that he's done for me, todo lo que ha hecho por mí, for you, por ustedes. And I go, no, he called me, él me llamó, and I got to keep going, tengo que seguir. And I want to encourage you to do the same, whatever God's calling you to do, lo que sea que Dios te está llamando, don't give up, no te rindas. Let the love of Jesus be the fuel you need. Deja que el amor de Cristo sea la gasolina que necesitas so that you keep going, que tú sigas in your marriage, en tu matrimonio, in your family, en tu familia, at work, en el trabajo, in ministry, en el ministerio. Let the love of Jesus help you to keep going. Deja que el amor de Cristo te impulse. So where do we see that? Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. Pues hemos recibido noticias de su fe en Cristo Jesús y del amor que tienen por todos los santos. Do you love the saints? ¿Aman los santos? Not the ones from New Orleans. Los de Nueva Orleans. It's okay. Football. That's okay if you love the saints from New Orleans. It's okay. I have family there too. But it's talking about the saints. You know who the saints are? ¿Saben quiénes son los santos? Everyone who's in Christ. Todos los que están en Cristo. It's not a statue somewhere. No es una estatua en algún lugar. It's not just a few select. No solo son algunos seleccionados. But all of those who are in Christ. Todos los que están en Cristo. All that have surrendered to Jesus. Todos los que se han comprometido y dado su vida a Jesús. The two sisters that were baptized. Two new saints. Dos nuevos santos. Gloria a Dios. Praise the Lord. And I got good news today. Tengo buenas noticias. There's room for more. Hay espacio para más. Because maybe you don't feel like a saint. Tal vez no te sientes como un santo. But in Jesus you can be. En Jesús puede ser. Because of him. Because he gave it all on the cross. Lo dio todo en la cruz. And he rose on the third day. Resucitó el tercer día. So that you also could be adopted. Para que pudiera ser adoptado into the family of God, en la familia de Dios. Isn't that awesome? ¿No es increíble? You have. Do you love the saints? ¿Amas a los santos? Because I've heard some people say, I love God, but man, I can't stand the church. He escuchado gente decir, tristemente, amo a Dios, pero odio la iglesia. You don't know what you're saying. No sabes lo que dices. That's a contradiction. Es una contradicción. You can't love God and hate his people. No puedes amar a Dios y odiar a su gente. You can sometimes not like the saints. A veces no te va a gustar los santos because the saints make mistakes too. Los santos hacen errores. And sometimes we're not going to like people. A veces no nos va a gustar la gente. But we need to love them. Debemos amarlos, because love is more than a feeling. El amor es más que un sentimiento. Love is a commitment to do what is best for someone else because you want God's goodness for them. El amor es un compromiso de hacer lo mejor para alguien porque tú quieres lo mejor de Dios para ellos. Even if you don't feel like it that day, aunque no tengas ganas ese día. The love of Christ. You know, Jesus didn't have ganas to die on the cross. You like that Spanish in there? Jesús no tenía ganas de morir en la cruz. He wasn't feeling it like, oh, I'm really feeling wanting to go to the cross and die. It was in spite of the pain, a pesar del dolor, in spite of how difficult, a pesar de cómo difícil era, in spite of the fact that he could have stopped it at any moment, a pesar de que en cualquier momento lo pudo parar, the love, his love for us, was what hung him up on the cross. Era su amor por nosotros que lo colgó en la cruz. Not the Roman centurions. No los romanos. His love. El amor de él. Why do we know that? Because as he was there, él estaba ahí. And those that had hung him up, los que lo colgaron, he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Perdónalos, Padre, porque no saben lo que hacen. That's love like no one else. That's the highest love. Ese es el amor más alto. That's the Jesus that you need to put your faith in. Ese es el Jesús que los estoy invitando que pongan su fe en él. And that's the love that we should have for each other. Ese es el amor que debemos tener unos por otros. It's sacrificial love, right? Es amor sacrificial. I give of myself for you. Me entrego de mí para ti. And some people think, oh, does that mean I'm going to literally die for someone else? ¿Significa que literalmente voy a morir por otra persona? Maybe not. Tal vez no. But if it's necessary, you will. Pero si es necesario, lo vas a hacer. But it means that you give up your life, entregas de tu vida. Why? Because that person, Jesus died for them. Esa persona, Jesús murió por ellos. And that person is precious to Jesus. Esa persona es precioso para Jesús. So they better be precious to you. Deben ser preciosos para ti. Because every time I see the saints, cada vez que veo a los santos, I see Jesus. Yo veo a Jesús. And I better love and respect you because of Jesus in you. Debo de amarte y respetarte por Jesús que vive en ti. I hope you can do the same for me. Espero que puedan hacer lo mismo para mí. Because I will have bad days. Voy a tener malos días. Thank you for loving me anyway. Gracias por amarme aún así. Because you know, that's how God loves you. Así te ama Dios. God will never love you more than he already does. Dios no te va a amar de lo que más de lo que ya te ama. Some people think, I gotta get to that place. Tengo que llegar a ese lugar. You never will. Nunca lo vas a hacer. Only Jesus could. Solo Jesús pudo. And as you see there in verse 8 and in versículo 8, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit, nos contó del amor que tienen en el Espíritu. And this is the last little detail here. I'm almost done. Casi termino. It's in the Spirit. Es en el Espíritu. You see, this comes through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Viene por el Espíritu Santo que vive en ti. You want to know evidence of God in your life? ¿Quieres evidencia de Dios en tu vida? It is love. Es amor. And if you love the saints, si amas a los santos, that's how you can see the Holy Spirit working in your life. Puedes ver el Espíritu Santo trabajando en tu vida. And remember, love is an action. El amor es una acción. So let your actions reflect Jesus. Deja que tus acciones reflejen a Jesús. And when they don't, repent. Y cuando no, arrepiéntate. And ask the Lord to change your heart. Y pídale al Señor que cambie tu corazón. All right. And we see John 13:35. By this we all know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. De este modo todos sabrán que son mis discípulos si se aman los unos a los otros. Amén. Last point. Último punto. The gospel rests in hope. El evangelio reposa en la esperanza. The gospel rests in hope. El evangelio reposa en la esperanza. And you know what? We see it very clearly there in verse 5. In versículo 5, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. A causa de la esperanza reservada para ustedes en el cielo, de esta esperanza ya han sabido por la palabra de verdad que es el evangelio. Isn't that beautiful? That hope comes from the faith and love that the Lord has in our life. Esa esperanza viene de esa fe y amor que está trabajando en nuestras vidas. That's working in our lives. Do you hope? ¿Tienes esperanza? You know, a lot of people that end up taking their life, mucha gente que se quita la vida, is because they've lost hope. Han perdido la esperanza. But I'm here to tell you that you can have a hope that is certain. Tú puedes tener una esperanza que es cierta. I'm not saying hope like the hope when people hope that they win the lottery. Como los que tienen, no les estoy diciendo esperanza como los que tienen esperanza de que se ganen la lotería. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something certain, algo seguro. You know why? Because Jesus guarantees it. Jesús lo garantiza. Look at what it says in Romans 15:13. I'm going to finish. Romanos 15:13. Look at what it says. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Que el Dios de la esperanza los llene de toda alegría y paz a ustedes que crean en él para que rebosen de esperanza por el poder del Espíritu Santo. Rebosen. Overflow. Overflow. That's my prayer for you and me. Esa es mi oración para ustedes, para mí. That our hope would overflow in our lives. Que rebose la esperanza. You know why? Because it's in Jesus. It's in Jesús. See, our hope is assured because Jesus already came and he assured it through what he did on the cross. Jesús ya lo aseguró a través de la cruz. He overcame death and sin. Él venció la muerte y el pecado. And one day he's coming back. Y un día va a regresar. And you know that before he left, 500 witnesses saw him. Antes que él se fue, 500 testigos lo vieron. That's pretty powerful. You know, a lot of people don't ever want to talk about what the Bible really says. They just want to throw rocks at it. Mucha gente no quiere hablar de lo que de veras dice la Biblia. Solo quieren tirar piedras. But there is more evidence for what Jesus did than many, many people in history that people believe and follow. Hay más evidencia de lo que Jesús hizo que mucha gente, de la gente sigue y cree. You can rely on God's word. Puedes confiar en la palabra de Dios. It has changed so many lives. Ha cambiado tantas vidas. The greatest evidence is a changed and transformed life. La evidencia más grande es una vida transformada. And Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming for his people. Cuando regresa, va a regresar por su pueblo. And you know what? He's going to give us a glorified body. Nos va a dar un cuerpo glorificado that no longer gets sick. Ya no se enferma. No longer sins. Ya no va a pecar. No longer have pain. Ya no va a tener dolor. That's what Jesus is coming back to give us. Eso es lo que va a regresar a Jesús a darnos. So that we can be with him forever. Para que estemos con él para siempre. And it will never end. Nunca va a parar. That's the gospel. That's the truth of the gospel. Esa es la verdad del evangelio. Don't let the devil or anyone else steal that from you. No deje que el diablo o nadie más te lo robe. I want to pray. Quiero orar. I want to ask that everybody bow their heads, close their eyes. Do you know the truth of the gospel for yourself? ¿Conoces la verdad del evangelio para ti? Have you put your faith in Jesus? ¿Has puesto tu fe en Jesús? Where are you this morning? ¿Dónde estás en esta mañana? The Lord is calling. El Señor está llamando. Don't be afraid. No tengas temor. He's calling. Está llamando. Is there love in your life? ¿Hay amor en tu vida? The love of God. El amor de Dios. Is there something missing? ¿Hace algo falta? Do you need the love of Christ in your life? ¿Necesitas el amor de Cristo en tu vida? Is there hope? ¿Hay esperanza? Hope that brings you peace. Esperanza que te trae paz. Or is there just in your life a sense of hopelessness? ¿O está llena tu vida de un sentir que no hay esperanza? Jesus wants to change that. Jesús quiere cambiar eso. But you need to invite him into your life. Lo tienes que invitar a tu vida. He's not going to force his way. Él no se va a forzar. You've got to say, Jesus, I need you. Jesús, yo te necesito. My family needs you. Mi familia te necesita. My marriage needs you. Mi matrimonio te necesita. I need you. Te necesito. I know that my mother's faith is not enough. La fe de mi madre no es suficiente. The faith of my grandmother is not enough. La fe de mi abuelita no es suficiente. The faith of others, la fe de otros. I need my own faith in Jesus. Necesito mi propia fe en Jesús.